girl with her diaries, her goodnight kisses, and necking with Truman in the car, carrying notebooks scribbled full under her arms. Very nice, and how do you like it, sir? Well, what are all those fire escapes doing on the buildings? They're there so you can save yourself from burning. And why do you think all the roofs have fire extinguishers? So you can put out a fire and save yourself.
Save me from you and from me. See to it that we stop battling each other and that I finally be more quiet towards you.
You crying? Come on, do it, cry.
Do you think we're crazy?
Maybe.
Do you despise me?
Just a little. Just enough that you never cease to amaze me, but I never cease to amaze myself either.
Are you leaving today?
No.
But I know that that's just postponing the inevitable, putting it off one more time. What's the point?
Don't ask, because it might not be over and done yet. What happened to your curiosity? You wanted to ask me completely different questions and give me answers to questions you thought I would ask.
Yeah. Let's finally just lie here in peace and talk. Do tell.
Something about my childhood? Stories from the country, the city, parents, aunts, uncles? About my school days? Worn out, weary teachers, chalk fights, examinations passed. I was born and it wasn't long after that before it was already too late.
You're right. So maybe I am being silly, but I just feel like I have to know everything.
Well, I could also tell you which ideas and philosophies I've tried on for size, how much money I make right now for professional ineptitude, and what prospects are in sight. Or I could describe my country, its mountains, apple trees, the latest scoop on the national borders. Here, though, you just say Europe. The Europeans. How could I be so petty and go on about our apple trees and leave out the pines and beaches, maybe worth mentioning too. Besides that, it's also very far away and nothing I ascribe any attachment to anymore anyway.
Yes, but...
Anything else?
Lovers you've had in the past, and what do I mean to you now?
Have I intimidated you to the point that you're just asking that question now? The inevitable question of questions? I'm prepared though, but why bother with it? If I were to sit here and tell you about a few women, or lots of them, about disappointments. Isn't that what they're called, or unforgettable experiences? I'm well-versed in the script, and I've put together several versions of my past. Whatever occurred to me in the moment, a tragic one, a comic one with a central thread woven in, and another that's just considered a statistic, but wouldn't it be ideal if you were to release me from all of them?
Yes, it's just that when you mentioned the letter you would never write me, you said, write me in care of general delivery because, well, I'll explain that later.
I reckon I just wanted to give myself away. Because now there really is someone waiting for me over there. There's always someone waiting. Or it never would have started in the first place. We're just passing around one relationship dissolves into another. We set up camp, one bed before after the next.
What are you going to say when you get there?
Nothing.
As though nothing had happened?
I didn't say that. I didn't even say I'm going back there. One way or the other, though, there's nothing to say.
Oh, because it's easier that way. Oh, it's all so easy. Easy.
Oh, just go on and cry, but don't forget that if you said it too, you don't tell anyone.
Yes, because that was what's in the letters that came from the squirrels.
Well, they ought to know why they write that too.
And if they don't, at this rate, I'll never figure out who you really are.
What good is it for you to know about all my weaknesses? And the few good deeds I happen to have done along the way. I don't want to know anything about you. I want to detach you from your stories and affairs, the way you walk, move, your gaze, when you follow me, when you succumb and can utter not another word. That's when you prove to me your identity more than any document, any certificate that I could ever identify you. It's not your indignity that I'm worried about, but I'm sure we could try finding some common ground if it means so much to you.
Don't start like that. Not like that.
What do you know of interferences and automation and the moods of quanta and intersubjective
Don't.
Verification? Of nuclear transformations, psychopathology,
Please.
Paleolithic
Please
period?
Stop.
So not something we're going to talk about?
No.
Maybe something else?
Whatever you want. I'll try to give it my best.
Why try?
To get closer to you.
Would you even give me your opinion?
On what?
That's what I'm asking you.
Does it mean that much to you?
No, I just want to see, while we're on the subject, what's left of you when you're stripped of your opinions, but willing to give it your best shot, and so on and so forth.
Don't push me away.
There are other means of communicating, you know. We'd go to the theater and in intermission, engage in heavy intellectual discourse on the fabulous staging of special effects with fire.
What play are you talking about?
One that I'd never attend with you. And what about the music? In our spare time, we can listen to some important piano concerto with the reputation for its brilliant phrasing and seductively intelligent organic structure.
Do you mean serious music?
And if that doesn't work, we'll visit the art galleries and strain our eyes to appreciate the colors, valency, and value. And even if that doesn't work, you'll learn to cook and entertain me with hotcakes, sauces, and desserts. Evenings we can escape to the movies, we'll sit together staring at the screen and relax. Something you can count on. Sure to come up with that, that'll keep us together. Children, for example, sorrows, woes, stormy weather, you can just count on it.
I'm all for it.
Me too.
You're cute when you're mad.
I'm not mad right now. I just want to break free from all the years and all the thoughts of the years, and I want to tear down my own internal structure, dismantle the me that I am, and be the other me that I never could be.
You're gorgeous, and you already are who you never were.
I'll tell you one more thing that can possibly ever happen between us. You be mine, I'll be yours. Trust for trust. Let's think about the future. Be good comrades, maintain friendship, protect one another, stick together to console and comfort. You are the first person who is no consolation to me. I was comfortable handling both friends and foes, even when it paralyzed me and exhausted my patience. That was all bearable, but you are not.
You're gorgeous and I adore you. I'll kiss your shoulder and won't feel a thing when I do. Is that what you call disconsolate?
Yes, but it's just the first strike. The first blow to a chain that doesn't want to break. But listen, there's the first stroke, and in the end, if you happen to burst open without a sound, you won't think of that thing earlier. But by the way, even the law of the world won't be able to keep us in check.
In the office of the good God. Those two won't last much longer. They're already rolling their eyes, staring off into space, bitching about each other.
Okay, cards on the table. What's the newest note say? What's the boss say?
Wait. Wait it out. Quit scratching up the gun case. He'll give you more than a slap on the paw for that.
But I'm just itching to get on with it.
Should we send them another letter?
Yes, but let's make it one that quickens the pulse and sets the heart to thumping. Tell with them!
What should we write?
Don't tell anyone.
Of course!
I could just tear my fur out. I can't think of a thing.
Well, then tear it into it.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Still nothing?
I got it.
This could be good.
They have to go higher up.
Are you nuts? How about a knock on the noggin?
Keep your notes to yourself. We have to free up a room on the top floor. Give me the card file. Let's see who's lounging around up there right now.
How high up? 57th floor? That would be the top.
Give it here, Mr. and Mrs. Mister. We'll just take a shot at it.
What you mean?
He gotta come out sometime. We'll just scurry over there and I'll take a flying leap at his chest. He'll grab his bags and run like the Dickens.
He moves out and the others move in, and then?
Then they're on cloud nine for a while, rationing the stifling air. The ground sinks beneath their feet and they just blow everything off. Just blow off the whole damn heavenly earth.
Heavenly. That'll quicken the pace here.
How glad I am.
Glad I am that no one knew. Perhaps my name is Billy.
Perhaps my name is Frankie.
Filled with sugar and with spice.
Billy, be nimble. Billy, be quick.
In the courtroom.
And indeed, a man on the top floor did check out for some reason or another.
The hotel registration clerk remembered getting a tip from the two of them and moved them up there. There was a strange view in the room at the top. A world abandoned in flight lay below. You could see the moon and with one eye and still be blinded by the sun in the other. The ocean swelled visibly in the distance and pulled ships and smoke down to see the opposite end of the earth.
Quite a maneuver that must have been. Did you think you could be less conspicuous up there?
No, just quicker. I just gave a little push to some things that couldn't be stopped anyway. I felt sorry for them, because they were almost out of money. I wanted to save them from those disconcerting worries. You know how expensive rooms at the top are.
So you even felt sorry for them? Yes, I understand. So were you about to get to the last night?
A night that went before day like the final judgment. A night in hell. In uncontrollable heat. Feverish heat. The fan was powerless against it.
Like it is today.
The ice melted in your glass before you could even get it to your lips.
And the two of them had no second thoughts?
They had the letter and took it at its word.
in a room on the 57th floor.
Will you look at that? Another clue, another sign. Good little dear little squirrels.
A night move. It's like moving in on night itself.
I'm going to put my hairbrush next to yours, arrange your books, hang up your jacket next to my skirts. I want to put everything in its place as though it were there to remain there forever. What a moment! And I intend to etch it on my memory forever. Silent night and dampened embers, the glistening island below us, and the light will burn here to add to the glow, in no one's honor.
Come, drop what you're doing. Let go of it forever. I have the feeling I'll never know better what my latitudinal and longitudinal position is, and I'll never know better what it all boils down to than I do here in this room, which could be any room, but is precisely here, where there's no ground beneath your feet, that you sense it best. This is space itself. And you harbor me here, a foreigner.
Because he comes from afar and will have to leave again. I'll turn down the sheets and place a pitcher of water beside his bed.
But he'll still be groping in the dark and can't find his way. He provokes estrangement with his harsh foreign accent and is still incapable of eliciting anyone's trust. I'd like to have a map to explain myself to you. All my deserts outlined in the color of sand, and the tundras in white, and one as yet untouched territory. But there's also a new sign in the legend, green, indicating that Arctic Ocean of my heart has begun melting.
Finally, finally.
I'd like to have a book, that would tell me what's going on inside you, your climate, your flora, your fauna, the agents of your illness, and the silent, stubborn enemies in your blood. I'd like those minuscule life forms I pick up from you in my kisses. I'd like to see you now, just once more, your body illuminated by night, warm and waiting, wanting to celebrate the feast, and I can see it already. Transparent fruits and jewels, carnelians and rubies, phosphorescent minerals, your bloodstream transformed into an enchanted fairy. Watch, take a look. Every layer of you laid bare, the blankets of your tender flesh, layers of silky white skin covering your joints, relaxed muscles, bones burnished to a polished shine in the glaze on the naked hollow of your hips. The blazing light in your breast and emboldened zest in those ribs. I want to see it all. Watch it all.
If there were only more I could do for you. Open myself up. Turn myself in to become your property. Make every fiber, every inch of hide and hair yours, as it should be.
To look and to listen. To press my ears against your body because there's never any silence inside of you. And there's this wave of air rising and falling in your lungs. The sound of a piston plunging in the chamber of your heart. A frightened sound when you swallow a ghostly crackling in your limbs.
Hear me out, because I can't harbor any secrets from you.
But I will never uncover them all, will I? Oh, I'll be plagued by the jealousy and won't be released from its throes until I have discovered every clandestine color and secret passageway through. The cells, chambers, the salt spattered on the tissue, filled with masks, lanterns, mosaic inlays, depicting sunken myths, spongy tissue and marrow. The whole profligate structure of you who are that will someday fade away unnoticed.
Am I fading away already? And if I am, isn't it because of you?
Then there's so little time in the world, because even after everything's been discovered and formulated into equations, I still won't have grasped the glaze of your supple eyes and the blonde step of hair covering your skin. After all, it's been said, done, and destroyed again. I'll still be seduced by the labyrinth of your looks and the sobs heaving from your throat. Will still fill me with consternation, like nothing else can.
So little time. Much too little time.
And that's why I want to embrace your bones, even after you're just a skeleton, and hear the sound of this chain clatter against your bones on Judgment Day in Never Never Land. And I'd like to take your desiccated heart, and the handful of dust you are yet, to become into me, my decaying mouth, and choke on it, and let my own void reign supreme over nothingness you will have become. I'd like to be with you until the end of time and get to the bottom of this abyss I've fallen into with you. I want to put an end to you, an end. And I'd like to end every minute up until the very end with a revolt against the end of love.
My end. Put an end to it.
There's a certain baseness about it all. From the beginning, and no amount of blasphemy will match its measure. Oh, but what must we admit in the face of love? This inflammatory script we watch set itself asunder as soon as we approach. Who hollered and said that God is dead, or has hurtled headlong into the halls of echoing thunder, or that he doesn't exist, isn't that like asking for too little too late from what little time we already have, or tearing out the hearts for nothing and attempting to fill the void with this pathetic complaint, and yet you would fall, you would die for this. Oh, oh no, make love to me so I don't have to sleep, and stop loving you. Love me, that we might make some sense of it. After all, why shouldn't I hold on to you, torment you, and despair over everything? Why should I let anyone tell me how long and how many times I am to hold you, when I want it all the time and I want to hold on to you forever? I don't want to leave you now, deceived in a world of dreams and myself betrayed by the world of sleep. I want what has never been, a world without end. And what will remain is a bed, battered by icebergs at one end and fueled by flames set by something else, someone else beneath its frame, and flanked on either side, not by angels, but by the umbellate leaves of tropical plants, the parrot's parody, and the perched platings from the land of famine. Don't fall asleep, please.
I'll never sleep again. I'll never let go of the thought of you.
Come then. I'm here with you, and opposed to everything else. The clock just started ticking in the opposite direction.
In the courtroom.
What are they talking about?
About another state. About overstepping boundaries. About something you and I have never, ever even considered.
Matter of fact, we've dealt with every case imaginable here.
You only have to deal with me. Not with that.
How presumptuous. Do you mean to claim that the story of Ellen Hay and this Bamfield guys and all the others that you...
Who, me? What do you mean, you?
The others who were killed took a similar course of action?
I wouldn't say that. Each of the stories took place in a different tongue. Each took a different path to speechlessness. Even the time each of them was steeped in was different. But anyone who hasn't studied the cases carefully may well see similarities between them. Much in the same way there are similarities between all two-leggeds. But they were all inclined toward losing the natural bonds in order to free themselves from any sense of security in the world. Isn't it said that that murder victims are sometimes as guilty as the murderers?
Don't try to confuse the issue by turning the tables and twisting words here.
I'm not attempting any such thing. I'd just like to inform you of the fact that the two of them didn't have faith in anything anymore, and that I acted in good faith.
You!
You want a profession of faith? I believe in an order that is valid for everyone and for all time, an order to live by day. I believe in a great covenant and the authority of this arrangement, where every emotion and thought has its place, and I believe all its adversaries will die. I believe that love is the dark side of life, more corrupt than any crime or heresy. I believe that wherever love erupts, a whirlwind of chaos, like the world before the first day of creation, ensues. I believe that love is innocent and leads to demise, that it can only continue in complicity and incrimination before each successive appellate court. I believe that lovers are and always have been justified in taking flight and being blown to bits. Perhaps they've all been transferred to a place amid the constellations. Weren't you the one who said he didn't bury her? Didn't you say that, sir?
Yes.
I'm just repeating it. Didn't bury her. You understand. Transferred to a place amid the constellations.
You got a sick imagination. Anyone can name for you, from his own experience, a series of happy couples, a childhood friend who later ended up with a doctor, the neighbors living in the country who already have 5 children, the 2 students who demonstrate such serious zest for life and for each other.
Granted, there are innumerable examples, but who would concern himself with people who, after a brief affair with freedom, nonetheless reveal their own basic instinct, then, and get a grip on that little ember that glowed in the beginning, tame it, and concoct from it a cure-all for loneliness, a social and economic enterprise that secures for them an acceptable status in society. Everything is in balance and in order.
There is no other possible way.
Because I have eradicated it, wiped it out. I did it so there would be peace and security. And so you can sit here, in peace, inspecting your fingernails and the way of all things we prefer to take.
There aren't two judges, just as there are not two orders.
Then you must be in league with me. I just haven't figured that out yet. You perhaps never intended to put me out of business, but rather to start talking about things that are better left unsaid. Then the two orders would be one.
One consolation doesn't make a whole heaven. Turn in, steer clear of bad advice. Free trial, power in reserve. Rockets, red glare, bombs burst in air. Streams fed by tears move faster. Solve, dissolve yourself, dissolve the world's solution. The sound of the gong will strike 0 hour. Rise and fall, blow by blow. Think about it, you can't take it. Make it short and sweet, grin and bear it, stop.
In a room on the 57th floor.
Do you think you can take this on? Can you bear it? Even though it's called a goodbye and that isn't a word we've used anymore.
I'm just surprised that you're still here, and that I have to look at you while these last few seconds draw near. It won't be long before I'm reduced to nothing. If only it would end, put me out of my misery, and I wouldn't be me anymore. Can I tell you everything?
Yes, say it all.
Don't touch me. Don't come too close to me. I'd turn to cinder.
How far away do you want me to go?
Just as far as the door, but don't put your hand on the door handle. Stop talking to me, and don't give me one last embrace.
What about me?
Turn the handle now and go. Don't turn around. Don't turn your back to me. Even though I'm closing my eyes and won't be able to see your face.
But I can't.
Don't hurt me. No more stalling.
I can't ever leave again.
No, don't touch me.
Never again. Look at me. Never again.
Oh, how can it be true? Never again.
What are you doing? Don't do that.
What? Throw myself on my knees and kiss your feet? I'd do it forever, and always walk 3 steps behind you, wherever you roam. Never drink before you have drunk. Eat only after you've eaten. Stay awake and keep watch while you sleep.
Get up now, dear. I'm going to open the window and let in the breath of heaven. You're going to wait here without crying while I run out, just to return the ticket so the ship can sail away forever. I'll take the fire engine red taxi. The fastest one, after all. The time has come. And all I know is that I want to live and die here with you, to speak with you in a new tongue that I can't carry on with my career anymore, or conduct any sort of business. I can't do anything useful, and will break with everything. I want to dissolve myself from everyone else, and should I never again my appetite for my life, it will be because I am a slave to you and the sound of your voice, and just because it's an ancient custom. I'll tell you, I love you, in a new tongue, and I will call you my soul. A word I've never before heard and just discovered now that is not an insult to you.
Oh, don't tell anyone.
My soul, I'm insane with love for you. That's all there is to it. It begins and ends there, the Alpha and the Omega.
An ancient custom. Once you declare your love for me, I must confess mine for you. My soul.
Immortal or not, there is no way to say I do to that.
In the courtroom.
Yes, they had to be blown away without a trace, because no one and nothing could get too close to them. They are like those rare elements that are found here and there, those incredible matters. With the radioactive or incendiary power to blow the world apart and call everyone into question, the memory that remains contaminates the places they have touched. This trial will be without precedent. If I am found guilty, then to the uncertainty of all. Because whoever here is in love will have to die. Otherwise, it's as if they would never existed. They must be harassed to death, or they won't live. You might contradict my argument with, this feeling will pass, it'll blow over. But there is no feeling there, just demise. And that's the whole point. It doesn't blow over. And the main thing is to avoid this. Just conform. Answer under oath. Have it your way. Answer me.
I do.
Once you say I do, there's no turning back. I personally would go back and do it again.
In a room on the 57th floor.
Come in.
Yeah, are you alone?
Yes. What can I do for you?
I have a package to deliver. It's addressed to you.
I don't know anything about it.
It's supposed to be a surprise for you.
A present? Huh.
Can I put it down here? You're not even curious. You're going to wait until you're not alone anymore.
Certainly. I'm not curious. I can wait now. Wait.
He'll be right back.
Yeah, soon. He's just, stepped out for a while. Hurry, even though there's no rush anymore. Today's a day full of surprises. You see, sir, today's a very special day. Thanks! That's fine, thank you. Aren't you going to leave?
You're thanking me?
Yes, but I have to be alone now. You understand? Because tonight, there's a ship setting sail that can take him from me. It's like the Joker. And because that's enough to make me run naked through the streets jumping for joy. Please go, because I can't talk to anyone about this. I'm in love. And beside myself, I'm ablaze with love from the inside out, and I'm burning time into love just waiting for him to get back, here now that he's away. I've collected my thoughts and gathered reserves to last a lifetime, and I love him. Would you finally please leave? Don't look at me like that. Don't breathe the air in here. I need it. I'm in love. Get out of here immediately. I'm in love.
No letter from the squirrel?
Great God.
A letter from the squirrel. What it says is, don't tell anyone.
Don't say that. Not you. No one.
No one knows.
No one.
In a bar on the 46th Street. Good afternoon.
Hey, what can I get you?
I don't know. What?
A double whiskey brew with ice in your condition.
Yeah, just hurry it up. What time is it anyway? My watch is so slow. You'd think we'd be about to stop, since I haven't wound it up in a couple days.
It's a damned hot one today. Can't be much before the hour. I can turn on the radio, that way you'll know better.
How nice of you.
The baseball game's already over. Commercials, of course.
Go on.
I have to go.
You can't go any further on 46th Street. Street's all torn up. I'm losing business. You gotta go around the whole block.
So that's why this place is so empty.
Think about it while there's still time.
Another double, you know? For once, I'd like... I'm not holding you up, am I?
Of course not. I know how it is. I don't know anyone.
Nah, that's not it. But a little casual conversation can't hurt.
Hey, you're a nice guy.
Can I see that paper, today's?
Sure. You can go.
Just a quick look. I haven't read the paper for a couple days.
No mercy. Think about it.
Back home, I mean. Over there, it's been a change in government. I had no idea.
No mercy. No time for mercy.
Oh, the time! Could you please look for another station?
I can try.
Think about it. You can't take it. Stop at the light. Stop.
Hey, try.
In the hallway on the 57th floor.
Up and away in a beautiful bomb.
But what about him? He wasn't there. Didn't come back.
Bastard.
I singed my fur. Almost went up with her. What are we going to report?
Successful explosion, but the calculations were off. One dead body, too few, and the boss is waiting downstairs in the lobby. Wants to hear a story.
I don't dare face him. With this singed fur?
Listen, they're coming already. Gawkers, we'll have to scale down the outside wall. Quick, hop over here to the other side of the room and out the window. Out of here!
Yuck, look at this mess. Black as hell, charred, still smoking. How glad I am.
In the courtroom.
She died by herself.
Yes.
Why? Because once the question had been made, he felt the desire to be alone, to sit quietly for a half an hour and think, like he used to think to speak, like he used to speak in places that had nothing to do with him and to people that didn't concern him. He'd fallen back into his old pattern, and Order stretched her arms toward him for just a moment. He was normal, healthy, and upstanding, like a man having a quiet drink before dinner after having shaken his lover's whispered pillow talk from his ears and her seductive scent from his nostrils. A man whose eyes came to life at the sight of newsprint black and who must dirty his hands at the bar.
He was saved. He settled back down to earth. By now, he's long since returned and will live a long life of bad moods and moderate views.
And will perhaps never forget.
Yes. Do you really think so?
Yes.
Are we done now?
You can go. Down this long hallway leading to the Paternoster lift. You'll come to a side exit. No one will try to stop you.
And the charges?
Held in reserve.
And the verdict? Your ruling? I'll never know. What kind of flashes flooding your eyes, Your Honor? What reservations did you have during the questioning? What reservations frame your answer now? Silence. To the very end?
Silence.
Okay, well, if anyone is listening, thanks for listening. Also, thanks to all my friends who did it with me and Quinn, because none of them really knew what they were setting up for. I just kind of told them to come at this time, and they were going to read things out loud, and they did. So thank you to Julian, Anastasia, Elon, and Jean, because, yeah. Do you guys have anything to say? Say it now.
Should we say who we all wore?
Oh, yes, we can. Well, we all wore many, many hats throughout this play. But yeah, say who you were.
I was the judge and the homeless man and the bartender.
That was Gene.
No. I'm Elon, and I was the good god / the accused, and the bellboy, or the elevator boy.
Yeah. My name is Anastasia, and I was Jennifer, a young woman from the New World, and the court usher.
My name's Julian, and I was Billy, a squirrel, a police officer, and the narrator.
My name is Quinn, and I was Jan, and the warden.
I'm Allie. I was Frankie, one of the squirrels, and then a whole host of other things, like a police officer and a woman and a gypsy woman.
Two children.
And
a newsboy.
And yeah. Yeah.
And the voices. The faceless voices.
Stop.
Don't go when the light turns green. I don't know. But yeah. Well,
I want to get a letter from the squirrel.
I'm kind of jealous. I wanted to be one of the arson squirrels.
Violent squirrels who hate love. And
pyrotechnic squirrels.
Yeah, pyrotechnic squirrels who love bombing things. Yeah. Running up to penthouses. And
asexual squirrels.
Oh my god. Yeah. Very true though.
Madonna.
Oh my god.
Each word.
So squirrels.
Yeah.
W.
W, but it sounds like H.
Okay. But why are we spelling things out phonetically? Like, that makes sense.
Well, I'm dyslexic.
I'm dyslexic.
I'm not dyslexic.
What was your favorite part?
Yeah. I really loved the lovers' spats. and a lot of it was like, hold me, don't touch me. Yeah. Jeez, lady, make up your mind.
Yeah, she was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A woman of the modern age.
Yeah.
Her Joker monologue.
That was pretty crazy. Yeah. Shout out to 1966.
Yeah. Shout out to,
thanks, Bachman.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Bachman.
Uda Hagen.
Thanks, Uda Hagen.
Stanislavski.
Was Uda Hagen Jennifer?
Thank you, Thomas Bernhard, for saying that she was the only important woman writer ever.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. His words.
Very hard. Thomas Bernhard.
She's the only woman I respect.
Scary.
The only one that matters.
Scary.
So scary.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Thomas Bernhard's one you love from afar and not from afar.
Yeah, you think they ever hung out in a room together?
Oh, they must have. They were both awesome.
Imagine how horrible that was for her.
Honestly, though, I feel like they were low-key homies.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, she and Paul Salon were lovers, and there's, like, the most beautiful love letters ever written between the two of them.
I didn't
like,
know that.
Insane. I don't know. Yeah. Well,
shout out Paul Salon.
Mostly his. But
yeah.
Of course he writes good love letters. It's Paul Salon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that Kristeva marriage book. That's what this made me feel like.
Jane Gallup taking photos of herself.
Lauren just emailed us. Shout out to Lauren. Lauren, if you're still listening, thank you for tuning in, and we love you very much.
Thanks for listening.
If you're listening. So.
That's so cute. That's so cute. Yeah, if you actually listened, thanks. Or for more than five
shout
minutes.
Out.
We're going to, Gwen and I are going to keep doing these. We'll do, more exciting ones with explosion. More explosions. Not just explosions at the end, explosions throughout.
We got War of the Worlds on deck next, finally.
Yeah, either next week.
We keep
week
saying
or the week
it,
after.
But this next week,
yeah, we're
week after,
do it.
I think, we'll
yeah.
actually
yeah.
do it.
But we'll figure
full
it out.
Full sound effects and everything.
Full sound effects.
Yeah, also thank you, Allie, for the sound effects.
Yes.
For this.
Sound design.
From mixing and mastering.
Mixing
oh,
and mastering. Wrestling the paper.
Yeah. Fans.
Normally we do this through our DJ controllers, except I forgot my DJ controller and Quinn's doesn't work with my laptop, so I was, you know, doing it manually.
Laptop
so the fan, it was a 5 second clip of a fan, so I just kept pressing earlier in it to make it go. Yeah. I don't know. Well, do you guys have anything else to say?
No, thank you.
I get peace. I want some water.
Yeah. On the it's on the 13th floor.
It's on the 13th. It's
on
the 57th
floor.
And it's a walk up.
That's my apartment's gonna be when I
yeah,
move to
yeah,
New York.
57th
yeah,
floor.
Someone wants some trail mix.
Ooh. Oh, can we? Yeah. ASMR.
ASMR for the squirrels.
We're gonna eat nuts.
In honor of Billy and the other one.
Frankie.
You look so hungry, you should have some nuts. What is that? Where was
the vending machine?
Oh, at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be good, no? you just love to pour it. I don't know. I don't want to hear you guys chewing. Maybe other
What's
people
wrong
do,
with
but
ASMR?
I don't want to. It's not ASMR.
It
it's
is
just
ASMR.
You guys chewing.
Nom 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 nom.
Does anyone do live ASMR on your effort?
Oh,
I'm going to start.
Right now.
That's my new radio
you're
show.
Right now.
This must be so annoying.
Okay.
It's like, Jimmy's driving home from work.
No, I'm on like a grueling like 8-hour shift.
He wanted to hear the Smiths on college radio.
And all I get is 106.9 never played really quietly after chewing.
With tinkles, tinkles, tinkles. Yeah, this is good travel.
Me too.
Best part.
Yeah, it was only like $5. I'm crazy for trail mix. Star market.
We're eating. What is the title? Mountain trail mix.
You get nuts and music to last a lifetime for some pocket change.
Wow.
Exactly.
That part. Well, nuts and music is what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going nuts for music.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I feel like we should just play music for the rest of this show. I think we all need water.
Thanks again for tuning in.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
This
is
the Mercury.
By 106.9 again.
This is the Mercury Theater on Air, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to read a PSA because that's how an educational radio station works. I'm reading the one that was open, which is walking is good exercise.
It is.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts, Community Radio. Thank you, everyone. Now we're just gonna play ambient music.
Yeah.
So enjoy.
The crackle of the rain.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio.
Wrapped around a finger. told you to stay indoors, and I can understand how a girl gets bored, too old to